The UN Security Council has welcomed the mostly peaceful and orderly referendum that's expected to split Sudan into two countries, but is voicing worries about violence in Darfur and the disputed oil-rich Abyei region. A similar self-determination vote has been delayed due to clashes in Abyei, while recent clashes between unidentified rebels and government troops in Darfur last weekend left three officers dead. Concerns are also rising over the manner in which returnees to southern Sudan are being received. Bishop Cesar Mazzolari from the Diocese of Rumbek has appealed to both governmental and non-governmental organizations to work together to ensure that returnees are reunited with their families.
So many of our people have left Khartoum in order to come back and rejoin their families in the south. As in our own school of Komboni here in Rumbek, two or three times now have become a waiting station. First in 600 in number, now over 800 in number. And I do see a rather slow process for them to be able to identify their family and to be reunited to them. It is a tremendous concern that I have. And I know that my people, the church personnel of the diocese, the priests, the brothers, the sisters, our own catechists, will continue to have a program to be among them, to assist them. But I do appeal to our government, first of all, and then to all the people of goodwill, who are the NGOs, the agencies that are among us, to see that we place these people back in their natural setting, which is their families, as soon as we can. And while they are waiting, that we will give them the basic things that they need, such as water, but especially our hospitality, our showing to them, besides food and water, we are concerned that their future will be a stable one by reuniting their families.